at a Symbian smartphone show. Ewan Spence for All About Symbian. Joined out by Scott Lowe from eLeader. Hi, Scott.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Welcome to the podcast. And I'm doing pretty well today, actually. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about eLeader then. You've got yourself up there as the eLeader in smartphone solutions, which is a cunning pun, which probably passes most people in the second day of a conference.
Yeah, that's right. We offer custom application development in a variety of different mobile platforms, pretty much anything that's popular in the industry today. We also offer our own line of products. We've got a very popular field force management enterprise solution, which is also used for Salesforce automation. We're just launching a mobile banking client, which we think is going to be quite popular. And we have a number of other applications for different industries also.
So how long have you been involved in the Symbian scene then as a company?
Well, the company is about 7 years old, and it grew out of a number of people who used to work at a similar kind of Salesforce automation company. Quite early on in the company's history, they decided that the Symbian was a great platform to develop for, and they decided to concentrate on that for the first product, which was the field force management application. And really, as far as that application is concerned, it's proven to be a very successful and great platform, and we're still sticking with it for that particular product.
I mean, we always hear about the sort of sexy bits of software that on product, but something like field force automation. So this is like, for example, if there's a sales team and it can get current prices out to people in the field, for example.
Exactly. Well, it's really to provide control and transparency and transfer of up-to-date information between managers and people who are working out in the field. So yeah, it's about having the most up-to-date client information for the mobile workers. It's about being able to instruct the mobile workers in what kind of visits you want them to do. It's about being able to see what they've been doing in the last week, who they visited, which of the jobs they're able to complete successfully, which they didn't, and why. It's about transparency, really.
And smartphones are always perceived as great big boys' toys. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly when you see the headline release and anything in the public, it's always media and video and streaming this and downloading that music and everything. Yet when it comes down to it, it's these applications like yourself that kind of drive the sales and drive the adoption, certainly in companies. It's much easier to get a company to buy 500 phones than it is to buy 500 people to buy one phone. Do you find it a struggle to get noticed and for people to find you?
Well, often, especially at shows like this, there's often more kind of consumer things going on than there are enterprise things. And really, as you say, the consumer stuff is a bit more kind of it's got more pizzazz. So it's sometimes more difficult to get yourself noticed. But I think that smartphones in general, they're being taken more and more seriously in the industry as a real part of enterprise infrastructure. I don't think that was really the case a few years ago, but now I think the companies are starting to become more comfortable with the security aspects and are learning how to manage the devices as they would manage any other part of their enterprise infrastructure. I think that's changing, and I think that we're going to see many more enterprise applications being deployed on this kind of device.
So when you go to companies or companies come to you, are you seeing then that where previously it might be, well, we're just going to try it out with the team in Basingstoke, for example. They're now looking at a system-wide rollout, or they're still in that sort of we're just poking this with a stick to see what it does.
Well, it depends on the company, really. Some companies are up for trying the latest way of doing something. Some companies are a lot more reserved. One benefit of this particular solution, it's built as a flexible framework. And it means that we're able to take a set of requirements and tailor it to those requirements very quickly in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, and without any programming. And the benefit for the customer is that we're able to then, because we don't really have to invest much many man hours in doing that tailoring, we're able to offer them a free trial period based on their requirements. So there's no risk to them. They can hand it out to a pilot set of their users, and they can see how it works for them. And we find that it's a great benefit for us, because you know, once the companies try it, they realise the value of using such a system.
It sounds like you've reinvented shareware for the enterprise world.
Well, not quite. You know, the trial periods only last for a certain amount of time, but we offer a service-based subscription per user per month payment system, or we also offer a standard license-based purchase.
Not a problem. So, Scott, thanks very much for your time there. Good luck in the future, and it seems to be going from strength to strength, and the more, of course, people that buy that, the more people have the phones that buy the flashy stuff, which means you have more customers. It's a great big circle, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's doing very well at the moment, and we've got great hopes for the future.
Scott Lowe there from eLeader. You can find more from them at www.eLeader.eu. Thanks for your time, Scott.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.